the air. The air clears overnight, but not between my husband, me. I'm upset at his angst over his trivial mistake balancing the checkbook. I ought to be upset about genocide in Sudan, self-destructive blindness in Israel, the woman in Somalia condemned to be buried up to her neck and stoned to death. I know too much I don't touch at all. Visiting my brother and sister-in-law, I find that she's a dimmed-down version of herself, shaky, tremulous. But it's my brother who addresses me as his daughter for one sentence at dinner. Fear and trembling on a domestic scale. Anguish seen in the bathroom mirror, an open refrigerator, reflections glancing off the window of a passing car. My body this morning is speaking through a stinging nipple, disquiet in the throat. Pleasure or pain, desire, warning. The hummingbird at our porch feeder is my responsibility, I tell myself, refilling the feeder, my moral imperative. I imagine a woman whose Jewish neighbors were disappearing in Hitler's Germany saying that. That it is inadequate does not make it untrue. The fields along the creek are green, soaked by last evening's storm. I don't know how to connect this small landscape of my life with the grim turning of the world around me. As I write this, morning recurs with its tender indifference.